Up next is Sisters Folk Festival from Sisters Oregon, which is also getting an Organizational Achievement Award this year, so holler for that. Yeah. Some of the most beautiful country I've ever seen, and I want to introduce someone who has done a lot to put this corner of our world on the acoustic music map, the executive director of Sisters Folk Festival, Mr. Brad Tisdale.
Good evening, everybody. I want to thank the conference folks for both recognizing the Sisters Folk Festival as well as for having us here and for just putting in the time, energy, and heart to put together the conference and all that they do for many, many years. 14 years, a long time. We are just coming off our first ever canceled festival, and so I just wanted to dispel any rumors that we'll be back stronger than ever next year. And it takes the folks here and in your program and this community of people to continue to both persevere but also follow a passionate pursuit of presenting great artists and building a community that cares deeply about people and humanity and presenting music that builds communities. And we're most proud of that aspect of what we do. Tonight I have the pleasure of introducing my friend Jeffrey Martin. I met Jeffrey maybe 5 or 6 years ago at our songwriting camp that we do at a beautiful location called Caldera. And we were just chatting a little bit. When I met him, he was an English teacher of high school students, which is a bold pursuit. And he's been doing that for quite a long time. And over the course of the last few years, it just seemed like that passion was, there were two things going on. He wanted to tour and play music, and he wanted to teach. And we do a lot of education work in what we do. And I just saw him slowly but surely make a commitment to being a touring artist and a great songwriter. And it's my honor to present from Portland, Oregon. He's got a brand new record coming out essentially next week called One Go Around. He's put out 3 full-length records. He's connected with a lovely person named Anna Tivel, who you probably know. And his well runs deep, and I think you'll see that in his songs. And I'm very honored to present Mr. Jeffrey Martin, everybody.
Thank you, Brad. Well, Brad called a little while ago and asked if I wanted to do this, and I instantly said yes. The whole Sisters Folk community has done a lot for me. It's just been amazing. So. It's been a heavy time the last couple days. And I started this tour. I'm doing a month-long tour to release this album. I started it yesterday. And the events of the last couple of days have been on my mind real heavy, and it's always a strange thing to go out and sing songs in the wake of stuff like that. But I was talking to a good friend of mine yesterday, and he had such a good thing to say. He said, when stuff like this happens, we can decide that the world is gone to hell, and we can get all fearful about it. Or we can decide that there's still a lot to be hopeful for. And gatherings like this one make that an easy decision for me, so thank you for having me. I've got that far away sadness behind my eyes again, and I know you can see it. You can always look right in. And I try to hold a smile as we roll on for miles, playing songs for strangers in towns that aren't ours. Let that old time music burn a hole in my chest. Burn a hole in my chest. See you laying in the grass in that thrift store dress. In that thrift store dress. Thank you. And I never know I'm leaving all the places I want to stay until I realize the feeling that I love has gone away. And it makes me want to have children, build a house that can't be moved. Still I'm thankful in my wandering that I'm wandering with you. Let that old time music burn a hole in my chest, burn a hole in my chest, and see you laying in the grass in that thrift store dress, in that thrift store dress. It's a design as pure as any that a woman makes a man better than he is when he's trying to understand the world from an island he built of lonesome dreams. At night, you sing to parts of me that I haven't ever seen. Let that old time music burn a hole in my chest, burn a hole in my chest, and see you laying in the grass in that thrift store dress, in that thrift store dress, and see you laying in the grass in that thrift store dress, in that thrift store dress. There's a song about things I hope I'll never forget. The first thing, when I was a little kid, I remember my grandpa let my brother and I ride in the back of his pickup truck, and we thought we were the coolest kids on the planet. And the second thing I hope I never forget is a naked woman. And the third thing, I got off a tour a little while ago, and the day that I got done with that tour, I went into the hospital to see my brother and his wife, and they just had their first kid. And I walked into the room, and my dad was holding this little baby crying. He was crying, not the baby. Two boys riding in a pickup truck, watching the world roll away from us. Wind so loud he had to shout above it, smiling because we couldn't get enough of it. Lay me down and sing to me again. Shut my eyes with a song that will never end, and write it on my mind with that golden thread. There's some things you don't forget. Looking at you from across the bedroom, naked as the day that the good Lord made you, standing like a dream in the morning sun. You can take me now, Lord, I've had a good run. Lay me down and sing to me again. Shut my eyes with a song that will never end, and write it on my mind with that golden thread. some things you don't forget. And teach me how to shut my mouth, shut my mouth. Teach me how to shut my mouth, shut my mouth. Ooh, yeah. A newborn baby in an old man's hands, the daddy of a daddy made young again. The unknown roads and turns in the dark are no match for the drum of a beating heart. Lay me down and sing to me again. Shut my eyes with a song that will never end. And write it on my mind with that golden thread. Some things you don't forget. There's some things you don't forget. I wish I could hang out with you guys all weekend here at Folk Alliance. So my tour started yesterday, and on the way up here, my van died 6 times. That's a good beginning. I'm sure it'll be fine. Brad mentioned that I used to be a teacher, and when I was teaching, I sometimes would show my students some artwork from Hitler, and I wouldn't tell them who made it, and I would ask them to critique it, and generally they would give it pretty high scores. He was a decent painter in his early years, and then I would tell them that Hitler made it, and they'd get all torn up inside, and I'd ask them to re-critique it, and some of them would say, it's garbage, it's terrible now. We know that Hitler made it. And some would say, no, you can't. You have to judge the art separate from the artist. And I would just let them have that dilemma. It's a dilemma that I have often. It turns out a lot of people that make great things are also assholes, which is a problem. There's a song about the writer William S. Burroughs. I remember where I was when I first read William Burroughs shot his lover dead. Put a highball glass on top of her head and missed. And I wonder if he knew it right then, or if it took a while to sink in, that he would never come back again, not from this. Baby, sit still and close your eyes. It's only the price of a good time. Baby, sit still and close your eyes. It's only the price of a good time. Well, I heard he hopped a boat to the east, looking for that opium release, and hiding from that final scene with his next fix. And all Jack's horses and Ginsburg's men couldn't put him back together again. He was broken by the weight of his sin and his pen. Baby, sit still and close your eyes. It's only the price of a good time. Baby, sit still and close your eyes. It's only the price of a good time. A good time. A good time. A good time.
I'll play a love song. Brad mentioned that I was connected to Anna Tivol, whatever that means. Anna Tivol is also touring full time, and it means there's long stretches when we don't see each other, which is sometimes really, really great, not because we don't like each other, but because it's fun to go away and find stuff and then come back and tell each other what we found. But also sometimes it's just really shitty. This is about those times. Everything is at a distance. It's how it feels tonight. Everything needs fixing and I can't get it right. I try to write in a letter. Didn't know what to say. Didn't know how to say it, so I threw it away. I know the time away is money in the bank, but I would give it all to hear you whisper in my name. I'm coming home, babe. I'm coming home. I'm coming home, babe. Wish I could see myself slipping. I'm tired of climbing out. Wish I could hold on to something other than right now. This hotel room is a prison. The TV is a salesman. But I don't want to buy nothing unless it gets me back to you. I know that time away is money in the bank. But I would give it all to hear you whisper in my name. I'm coming home, babe. I'm coming home. I'm coming home, babe. coming home. I'm coming home, baby. I'll leave you with this. I'm going to thank you for listening so nice. And sisters, thanks for bringing me out here. A story about a coal fire. It burned for 80 miles underground, under rivers and across the state line, without a flame, without a sound. It burned a building and some fence posts. When it come up from the dirt into the sky, and when they interviewed the town folks, they said that hell was on the rise. Now I'm looking out the window, while you are sleeping. Scared out of my mind, oh no. I feel that fire creeping. Everywhere I go, always burns down. Everyone I love is trying to figure me out. And everything I knew, I buried underground, underground. I saw a picture of a picture that reminded me of myself. Like a coal fire burning underground, from up above it's hard to tell. And you said that I could stay here, open my chest for just you to see. All these acres of quiet fire that are burning down in me. Now I'm looking out the window, while you are sleeping. Scared out of my mind, oh no. I feel that fire creeping. Everywhere I go, always burns down. Everyone I love is trying to figure me out. And everything I knew, he's on fire underground. Underground. I read a story about a coal fire. It burned for 80 miles underground, under rivers and across the state line, without a flame, without a sound, without a flame, without a sound. Thank you guys so much.
Jeffrey Martin.